Okay. So again, we left off with the halacha in the Mishnah that seems to be machlokes between Meir and the Chachamim. How long can a person eat? How stretched out can the eating be? And it should still be mitztaref. According to Rameyah, the mayor seems to be mekel, kilo eichel kloyers, which seems to be that the mayor is saying as long as you eat, doesn't matter how long, you're still going to be chayiv. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. And the Chachamim say it must be from beginning to end, kashir kedei achilas pras. Right? It must be in that period of achilas pras. The Gemara that we read through last week was going through the Shiloh whether the mayor is actually lechumra. And the Gemara brought down Ibayil Rameh Lechumra Kama Lekula Kama. And the Gemara said very simple. Lekula Lechumra Kama Kilo Echel Kloyois Va'apel Gav Dimit Chil Vatsoif Yoisim Echdei Chilos Pras Kivin Mashcha Chilos Emechayim. Possibly Rameh is being Machmer. And he's offering Malkus even if you eat for a very long extended period of time. Provided that you didn't make a hefsek in the achilas, you were eating the whole time consecutively, little pieces, you'd be chayev, which would mean Rameh is being machmer. Is that the pshat? V'omulei Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, no, all you have is a total of achilas pras, who the chayev, yoisim chte achilas pras potu. Oidilm l'kula ka'amar, maybe he was actually going l'kula, and he was saying that kilo echel kloyes who go yipsik beni ubeni avu yipsik beni ubeni avu chiyas avu yipsik pras pot. So maybe Rav Meir is actually being machmer. Maybe Rav Meir is saying mekel. He's being machmer, not giving malchus. He's being mekel. He's saying like this. Even if you had it in the nine minute period of time or 5 minute period of time, whatever achilas pras is, you're only going to be chayv if you're eating the whole time. But if you took noted breaks between the achila, then you'd be potter. Which means that Rameh is adding another condition in order to be Chayav Malkus. Not only do you need Achilas Pras that the Chachamim imposed, but he holds there's an additional thing you need. That's the Gemara. And then the Gemara comes the Maisa, the Gemara is Medayik, Toshma, Chachom Ha'chi Yishabich, the Achilas Pras. By the fact that the Chachamim use a Lashon of Ad, so you see that Rameh must be going Lechumra. Because Rameh is saying, even if it's more than that, otherwise, why the Chacham saying ad until Rameh, if anything, was adding. Rameh was saying, if you're going to tell me that Rameh was actually the Chachamim, Rameh was going ahead to be Machmer, then the Chachamim would, then it makes sense, then it wouldn't make sense that the Chacham say ad. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. Gemara's conclusion basically is, the Rameh holds even if you eat all day, little pieces, Yechayev, and the Chachamim came and say, no, you potter unless you have a Torah de Achilas Pras. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Clearly, that's the Gemara's conclusion. Now, we had another Chakira, which when you learn our Gemara, it seems like that shouldn't be a Chakira. We had a Chakira, when we say Torah de Achilas Pras, we have two ways to look at it. One way is that our Torah de Achilas Pras is talking about how much time you could be mafsik in the middle, which means you could eat and stop up until the Shiur of Achilas Pras and then keep on eating and it continues. That was one. And the other approach we had was, no, the whole thing has to be finished in that time frame. So although that Chakir is stands on its own, when it comes to our sugi, it doesn't seem to hold water. Because if in fact the terminology of Torah Kedei Achilas Pras and Gan Shas means you shouldn't stop more than that period of time, then our Gemara doesn't flow at all. Which would basically mean that the Chachamim also hold that you could eat all day and be chayiv, as long as you don't make breaks of more than 5 to 9 minutes. Chayiv. So then what's the mayor saying? Rameh then could only be machmer. Because the Chachamim are saying, You're chayiv even if you have all day. As long as you don't make a break of more than kedei achilas pras in between the achilas. And Rameir is saying it has to be kiloi chala koyas, you have to be eating the whole time. So no matter what, Rameir is either way, what? Well, really being makel technically. He's being machmer, and we're getting confused. The machmer kula, I'm getting confused. Machmer makel, when I say machmer makel, we're talking about the, let's drop the machmer makel thing. Either way, Rameir is coming to say that you're potter in a case where the Chacham is saying you're chayv. Because if we're going to learn, clearly Rameir is saying you have to be eating the whole time. That's clearly what he's saying. The Shaila the Gemara seems to have is, does he mean to tag on another condition? Meaning in order to be chayv malchus, not only is there a time frame, but there's a style. There's a style of eating. He has to be eating the whole time. Or is Rameir offering another tziruf besides for kedei achilas pras? There's another way to unify the eating. Again, to give you malchus, we need to unify the eating. We know that kedei achilas pras is a unifier, makes you chayev. Rameir is coming, and there are two ways to look at Rameir. Either he's adding another process of unification, and that is if you're eating the whole time, we don't look at the clock, you're eating the whole time. And the other way to look at it is, Rameir also agrees to the time frame of the Chachamim, but he's adding another requirement besides for the time frame. There's a style of eating, and you have to be eating like in this way, you have to be eating the whole time in order to be chayav. Those are the two ways to look at Rameir. Basically, he's adding another way to unify an achila. That's one way to look at Rameir. And the other way to look at Rameir, he is actually coming to say to limit the unification of the achila. Meaning, the achila's pras is the unification, according to everybody. Rameir holds that achila's pras only works in conjunction with eating the whole time. Clearly, our Gemara, by the back and forth of our Gemara, it's clear that the Chachamim must hold that when they said kedei achilas pras, they must hold that you have to finish by then. Because if they were saying that you could eat all day as long as you didn't delay more than achilas pras in between each achila, right? Then there's only one way to learn Rameir, that he's being machmer. Right? Or Mekel, sorry. There's only one way to learn Rameir. That Rameir is saying, in order to be chayiv, you have to be eating the whole time. So he's adding another requirement in order to unify. There is no other way to learn Rameir. If you learn that even according to the Chacham, it could be stretched over all day, as long as you don't make more of a delay than achilas pras in the middle, then there really is only one way to learn Rameir. And that is that Rameir is coming and he's adding another requirement. There's no other way to learn. That is the only way to learn. So, everybody follow? There is no other way to learn. Because if we learn that achilas pras means just don't take long breaks, very long breaks, so then Rameir is zicha limiting that. He's saying, well, that's not good enough. In order to be chayiv, you need to have also be eating the whole time straight. There's only one way to learn Rameir. That Rameir is coming to say that there's an added requirement, not a new one, an added requirement in order to be mitzarev. So Agamar would have no shaila. Agamar is a shaila. Rameir l'kula kama l'chumra kama. The only way to learn our Gemara is that Rameir, the Gemara's shaila is Rameir going ahead to add another requirement that it has to be the whole time, you have to be eating the whole time within the 5-minute period, or not. But if you learn that even according to the Chachamim, you could eat all day and be chayev, as long as you don't take a longer break than achilas pras, then there's only one way to learn Rameir. And that is that Rameir is adding another requirement in order to be chayev. Because that's all he could do. Because the Chachamim already said that you could eat all day and be chayev, as long as you didn't take more than a 5 minute or 9 minute break between the achilas. The Chacham already said that. The only thing Rav Meir could be doing is saying, one second, I have an added requirement. My added requirement is that you'll only be chayev if you're eating the whole time. That's the only, there is no other way to learn our Gemara. You're stuck. That is the only way to learn our Gemara. And I think that's conclusive. I don't think there's a way to get out of this, what I'm saying now. We'll have to work around it, but we can't. This is a fact. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara clearly is saying that according to Rav Meir, there's a possibility of saying that Rav Meir was going ahead to be mekel the Chachamim and have an added requirement. The only way to learn that way is to say that the Chachamim were looking at the bookends of the Achilas Pras, the length of time that the whole Achila could take. What do you mean? What is it? Sure, there is. Well, according to a mayor, could very well be that you could have it either all day and eat continuously, or stop in the middle and finish it by Achilas Pras. Not continuous. No, but the Mishnah is Achilas Pras. Rav Meir says, Kilo Echel Koyas. So if we're going to take the assumption that Rav Meir is under that umbrella, he's talking in that context, it still works. Because Rav Meir is basically saying, if he's adding another requirement, he's saying, you need 5 minutes and you have to be eating the whole time. If he's offering a new requirement, then he's saying, you know what? If he's offering an alternative requirement, he's saying, you know what? You can either do it in 5 minutes, I don't care how you eat it, or you can eat the whole time. Okay? But if you hold that the Chachamim already, their Achilas Pras allows you to eat all day, then the only way to learn Rav Meir is that Rav Meir is adding a requirement that it must be consecutive. He's not adding time because the Chacham already added the time. No, Kloyas is constant. Kloyas basically is another way of saying you have to continuously eat. That's what Kloyas is. That's how the Rishonim explain Kloyas. Eating the whole time. So, if the Chachamim limit the time frame, then we could say that Rav Meir is adding an alternate way to combine. But if the Chachamim have no time frame from end to end, their whole time frame is breaks. So Kedeach is possible is how much you can break. Achilas Kloyos is less of a break than Achilas Pras. So there's only one way to learn Rav Meir. That he's adding an additional requirement in order to be chayiv, you have to be eating in this way. That would be the only way to learn. Okay. So, we had like this. We had Kama Vakama Stiris that we discussed last week. First of all, we have Toysus and Asugya. We don't have to look far. Toysus clearly learns that Kedei Achilas Pras is a Hefzik. That's what he says. Toysus Divya Maschel Metchilava Atsoiv Kedei Achilas Pras Meyocha Mashma Deletre Gavni Mayri Shir Pras Chodol Inyan Hefzik. One is that if you stopped Bein Achila LaAchila Keshir Pras Ein Mitzayv. So clearly here he's saying that it's a Hefzik. He's clearly embracing the way of learning that Achilas Pras is not including the eating time, it's in between. It's the breaks. And then he says, then there's another version. Fine, that's a different issue. That's called a shear. In other words, if you mix a kazayas within a pras of something else, it won't be bakul, and you'll be chayiv if you eat from it. Fine, that's another issue. But clearly, Tosfos is saying that we're talking here about a hefsek. So Tosfos doesn't fit with our Gemara. Because as we said, when you read our Gemara, it's clear, it's Muchach in our Gemara, that we're talking about Hefsek. We're talking about the amount of time. We're talking about the complete Achila. Because if it would be Hefsek, then Rameir would be coming in for sure and giving us a Chumra. So our Gemara is clearly not, seems to be not the way Tosfos is learning. So there must be a way to get around this Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos seems to be clearly going against the way the Gemara reads. And the Rashi we brought down in several places in Shas is Soyser himself. Rashi in Shabbos brings down Bein Achila LaAchila. Achila is possible. He's talking about combining two kazes. Remember we had that Rashi in Shabbos last week. Then we had the Sugi in Pesachim, which clearly says like Tosfos. Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph in Pesachim, Ochloi Lachatzoyim Yotzo, Ubulvad Shelo Yishe Ben Achila Lachavato Yoyse Mechte Achilas Pras. Clearly, the Shiv Achilas Pras is a Hefsek. It says Ben Achila Lachavato. Clearly. Shulchan Aruch follows suit in Ilchus Pesach, in Simen Tofayin Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ochol Matzah Chatzizayis V'chozvah Chatzizayis Matzah, Yotzah. Yotzah. To which the Mogan Avraham asks, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchus Yom Kippur, where Shulchan Aruch in Ilchus Yom Kippur says that we don't look at the Hefsek, we look at the complete time period. And if you didn't have the complete Kazayis, then you're going ahead to be, you're going to go ahead and be potter. You're going to be potter. So here we see clearly a blatant stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why we said I didn't really understand why the Mogen Avraham is questioning the Shulchan Aruch when the Shulchan Aruch is just following suit with the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yudalad says clearly, so the Gemara says clearly that if you had a half a kazayas matzah and then you didn't wait chilas pras, you had another half a kazayas. And this theory keeps on flying. We brought down the next sugya, Rashi Menachas. Over there, Rashi says also ben achil lachavata. Rashi's lashon here in Menachas in Dafayin Hay. Imsha ben piru lepiru yosu mechtei chilas pras. Rashi said, if you made a delay in the eating, you stopped for more than Achilas Pras, no good. Clearly, that's Rashi over there. Now, Rashi and Yuma goes back to the version of our sugya. And Rashi says clearly, the Shia Achilas Pras, Linyan Surim, he says clearly, Im Yesh Mitchilas Achila Ba'ad Soifa Yosim Chdei Achilas Pras, Einem Itzah. And if it's betorke de achilas pras, havi kemoshe ochle bevasachas b'chayiv. Clear? And that's Rashi in Pesachim daf mem dalet. Same lashon Rashi says. Kol shiugei achilas iso. Ben kazayi shal chelev adam, ben kreisev estiyem ha-kipurim, mitztafim achilas ashir b'chtei achilas pras. Shemocho kechal al chelev, v'chozav ochel chadar. Ad sheishlim, Imei mitchilas achilu v'atsofa yoyse mishtiyas kli achilas pras mitzaref. So Rashi is clear. So we have here stiras hasugyas. We have stiras in the Rishonim. We have contradictions in the Rishonim. Whether the achilas pras is in this way. So what clearly is the conclusion that we said, that we came out, is that there's got to be a difference between Isser and mitzvahs. In fact, if we look at Rashi's Lashon, I'll read it to you, in Pesachim, this is Rashi's Lashon. The Kaimalon, the Kol Shiurei Achilas Isu. Rashi even sticks in that word. Rashi says, all the Shiurim of Isu are Bechtei Achilas Pras. And now he goes on to explain it. Even though, why did Rashi say that? I mean, we have mitzvahs. Matzah, Menachas, Kotshim. Rashi goes out of his way to say, the Kol Shiurei Achilas Iso. That's Rashi's Lashon in Pesachim Daf Mem Dal and Amud Aleph. Which is clearly a raya to everything that we're saying. The Shaila is, What's the svar? What could possibly be the svar? It's the same halacha l'moshe misina. L'chare k'day achilas pras, the same thing. So I want to share with you a Mishnah l'melech. Very interesting shaila. The Mishnah l'melech has l'gabi brocha acharoina. Here. Perek gimel, ilchus brochus halacha yudbeis. Mishnah l'melech has the following shaila. Somebody has a cup of coffee. Do they make a bar in the fashas? This comes up every day. Do you make a bar in the fashas? Generally, the cup of coffee could take you a lot more than 5 minutes to drink. People could sip a coffee for a half hour. What? So, Shiloh, do you make a bracha achrein?
If you don't have within 9 minutes, no.
Well, that depends how we learn the 9 minutes. If we learn the 9 minutes as a hefsek between the drinking, then yes, right? Depends how you learn the 9 minutes.
This is how I think we
hold. Okay. So he says, here's the Mishnah Melech. Shamati, I heard, Shoimrim shal shtiyas hakave, that when you drink coffee, mevorchim la'achrov, you make a bar in the fashas. Va'afal pi, sheyesh, even though you have, metchilas hashtiyah v'ad soifoy, you have from beginning of the cup of coffee till the end of the cup of coffee, yoysim echtei shtiyas revis. V'yoysim echtei achilas pras. Lamarkidisle. So he says a svara. Shani hocho mishum de derech shtiyosoi bekach. This is the normal way to drink it. Normal. And therefore he says, the kimon shahavi derech hanosoi, since you're having a derech hanosoi, you chayim. Now there's an orach l'ner. In our Gemara, the orach l'ner increases by us, he brings down the same shaila as this Mishnah l'melech l'gabi the coffee. And he says that you make a bracha achran on coffee. Not like David. Because it's a normal way to drink it. Normal way to drink it, the same svara he uses. Normal way to drink it. Therefore you chayim. So the question is, how do we get around all of this? So I want to explain to you, I think, which to me is really, a poshut idea. And it will shed light on all this. Clearly we see we're being pulled in two directions. We're being pulled in Kedei Achilas Pras, meaning a break. And we're being pulled in Achilas Pras, being the total amount of time that you could eat. So there's a fascinating Teres Chaim in Chulin. Teres Chaim has a very interesting shaila. We know by Isurim, you're only chayiv if you have the Isur kederech achila. You're only chayiv if you eat it the normal way. But if you eat the Isur shaloi kederech achila, not normal way, you're potter. That's why if you take a tray for pill, you're not chayiv. Today people ask me, a lot of these shals, they have these pills with all, especially now, vitamins and fish bones and all the other stuff that they have today. So it's lefut. Even if it's nonsense, it's being taken for a food. Doesn't matter if it works or not. First of all, some people swear by it that it does work. So it's yesh v'yesh. So that's not derech achila. You're not having a derech achila, so issur d'oraisa there isn't. The most it could be is an issur d'rabbanan for a chayil is mutter. And issur d'rabbanan, shaloi k'derech achila is mutter for a chayil. Because that's not the normal way to eat it. Right, it's not the normal way of consumption. What about a mitzvah? If you do a mitzvah the not normal way, you don't eat it the normal way. Are you yotze the mitzvah? It's not beferish. By iser, it's beferish. By mitzvahs, it's not beferish in the sugyas hashas one way or the other. There is a teres chaim, which I have here, the teres chaim in Chulin, and he says like this. Ayin b'psochim daf kuf tezvov. Omar rovo. Bolo matzo yotzo bolo moro lo yotzo. If somebody would take the matzo without chewing it and just swallow the matzo just like that, he's yotzo. Moro or not. Because moro you have to feel the meriros. ask the Torah's Chaim, that's not Derech Achila. Take the matzah and just swallow it out. That's not Derech Achila. He says, Yoitse Mizeh, the Gabi Matzah, the Lav Bano Talia Milsa. It's not based on Anoa. Mitzvahs Lav Lehonois Nitnu. Memela Afilu Bola Matzah Yotza. Hagam Deloy Nene Mimenu. That's it. So he says clearly that you yotze the mitzvah. If you just swallow it. Tanoi the Behudi God as a tshuva tries to argue with this Teres Chaim. But this is the Teres Chaim's yisoid. That by a mitzvah you could be yotze shaloi kederech achila. So now we go and we take the Mishnah Melech. And I think we could merge everything together here. There's no question that the Shir of Achilas Pras is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's a Shir called Shir Achilas Pras. It's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We can't play with it. We can't play with it and say, you know, it does apply, it doesn't apply, it applies when we think it's logical. But the question really is, what does Shir Kedei Achilas Pras say? Does it say one thing? It's a Shir Zman that you have to consume the food by. Clearly it's a Shir Zman also. Because the halacha is if you go to Beis HaMenuga and you bring something into Beis HaMenuga, it's only Chayiv, right? If you stayed in the amount of time of Achilas Pras. So the halacha Meshem Sinai wasn't just telling me what's called a normal way of eating. The halacha Meshem Sinai was a Zman. Clearly it was a defined time. This is a chosh of a time in halacha. Now there's another question. Was Halacha Moshe Mesinai also alluding to the fact that this is normal eating? If you don't eat Turkey de Achilas Pras, it's no worse than Shaloi Kederech Achila. And you'll be potter. If you eat Shaloi Kederech Achila, you'll be potter. Al Shaloi Kederech Achila, you'll be potter. Or is Kedei Achilas Pras only a Halacha Moshe Mesinai? There's no logic behind it at all. But again, the fact that it applies to Beis HaMenuga shows that there's something about this man. So I want to explain to you what I think is simple. One issue is that Torah Kedei Achilas Pras is called one's man. And I'll give you an analogy to another such halacha. The halacha is that a person, Torah Kedei Dibu, you could be chayzer. Torah Kedei Dibu, you could be chayzer. Many Rishonim say, including the Ran, that Torah Kedei Dibur is really not the Raisa. It's a Din D'Rabbonim. That Torah Kedei Dibur, a person's mind is not finalized. So the Chachamim gave you a right to rescind. That's how many Rishonim learn. So they seem to learn that Midaraisa, Torah Kedei Dibur doesn't exist. The Rabbonim came and made such a concept. Ask all the Rosh Yeshiva on this in the Dorim. What do you mean? It's Beferish Gemara. If a person loyal lane who rises Kriya because they heard the relative died, and then they find out the relative is still alive when they rise to Kriya, but the relative dies right after that. So if it's Torah Kedei Dibur, the Kriya works. So you see that Torah Kedei Dibur is a Meikar Adin. It's not a right you have to rescind. It's clear. If you rise Kriya, Torah Kedei Dibur. Similarly, the Rishonim talk about Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. One Isser can't be Chal on another. But if they come together, it could be Chal. So the Tosfos Rishonim in Yuma says, what does it mean together? Yef Shel Tzamtzum exactly. He says, Torah Kedei Dibur. So you see, Torah Kedei Dibur is the Raisa. So how could you say it's a Din D'Rabbanan? So I wanted to say very simple. We measure time in a certain way. We say there's an hour, then we say there's a minute, and then we say there's a second. But there are things, you could really take a second and break it up more than a second. Happens to be, traditional thinking is a second. That's how we mark time, in seconds. Okay, now with stopwatches, people are more precise. It's a way to measure time. And if something happens the same second, you say it happened the same time. Why? Because that's how we measure time. We measure time by a second. If we measure time by chalokim, like we do by moilet, which is more than a second, as Pacey so accurately described a couple of weeks ago, beautifully. So then, that's called the same time. We break time to chalokim. That means each chalik is the way we divide time. Could it be that it's a little bit out of that chalik and not into the next chalik? Yes, but we still call it one time because that's how we measure time. So I want to tell you very simple. Toch kedei dibros deraisa. Deraisa is, how do you measure time? In spurts of toch kedei dibros. Those are the halachic way to measure time. And therefore, if two things occur in the shear of Toch Kedei Dibur, it's Bevasachas. It's like it happened at the same time. It happened at that time. So if a guy writes Kriya, and the relative died within Kedei Dibur, it's like they write Kriya Bishas Misa. Because it's one time period. Simple. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos. If two Isurim happen within that time period of Toch Kedei Dibur, one time. That's how we measure time. That's how it's measured. Comes the Ran, and he says, that's all fine and dandy if all you got to do is take two things and say they happened together. No problem. But if you made a Kenyan, and it was Chal already, and now you want to take it back, we're not measuring time anymore. Now there's an action. It's not a question of time. Now you want to rescind the chalos. So then we're not measuring time. If I'm maknit to you something, if I sell you something, once I sold it to you, it's yours. I can't reverse that. Not because of the time factor, because of reality. It happened. It's yours. That's all. I can't rescind it on the same moment either. That's pshat in the Ran. Says the Ran, the Chachamim came. Because Toch Kedei Dibur is one time period in Halacha, midaraisa, not midrabbana, the Chachamim extended a courtesy that within the Shia Toch Kedei Dibur, I could sell you something and then say, well, what was it? I don't mean to sell. That's Rabbana. Midaraisa, you wouldn't be able to do that because that's not a time issue. That's reality. That's something that was Chal. You can't take back a Chalois. Even if you do it at the same time, you can't take it back. It was Chal. It's over. Even simultaneously. It's just not possible. It's not possible simultaneously to both be Makne and not be Makne. But theoretically, if it would be, it's not a time factor. It's yours. If I'm Makne something to you, it's yours. Like Yidl said, unless you make it tonight, which extends the transaction, as though the transaction is still hanging. But if you don't, transaction is not hanging. If I'm makna something to you, then I say, give it back to me. It's not too late why I can't rescind it. It's not negaya to rescind it. It's yours. I don't have a right. I don't have a right to rescind it. So the Rabbanan came, and the Rabbanan said, there's something called Toch Kedei Dibur, which is a way to measure time. And that is used midaraisa, by kriya, by issachal al issar. We use that time period. It's a time period. So now we're going to go and extend the courtesy that Torah, when you make a transaction, you could rescind. And they gave it some logic. They said, because a person's das is still incomplete till after Kedei Dibur. Yeah. Yesh koyach biyad chacham. Chacham could be... Oh, condition is a condition. That means the chalois wasn't chal completely. The chalois is hanging on it tonight. But if I give makna something to you, I can't rescind it, not because it's too late. It's yours. If there was no time factor, if we're lamala ben azman, wouldn't make a difference. If somebody would go quicker than the speed of light, that's what they taught us in science, right? You can go back in time. You still can't. It's his. You can't. So it's his. You made a kinyan. So we don't measure, when you want to reverse a chalois, measuring time periods don't play a role. It's a question of reversing something. You can't reverse something. That's why the Ran accurately says you need to come onto a new takana, giving you this courtesy that even though you already were makna, you could rescind. Now, Toyka de Achilles Pras basically is a time period. When it comes to eating, if two things happen, Toyka de Achilles Pras, Rashi says it clearly, black and white here in Yuma, Rashi says that why is it mitzarev? So Rashi says like this. Mitzarefanas achila. He says, kimoy she'ochloi bivas achas. It's like you ate it together. If you have something, Torah de achilas pras, halachically we don't measure the time now. We're not busy measuring if things happen within achilas pras. We're not measuring the time. Because that's not, just like there's a shear of man by non-achila, k'dei dibul, for kriya, there's a shear, a recognized time period when it comes to eating. And that recognized time period is achila's pras. That's a recognized time. Period. Anything that happens within that time period, the time factor is no longer an issue. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's like the same second. So whatever achilas pras, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 9 minutes, whatever the shear is, if two things that have to do with eating happen in this time frame, it's from a time perspective, it's like they happen together. And that Rashi says, I'm not saying that's Rashi says. Ki'ilo ochloi bevasach. Time factors. But now there's another hat. So now we finish with our time factor. Now we have to wear another hat. The other hat we have to wear is, well, was this derech achila? Was this a normal way of eating? So there's another thing, that if somebody takes a kazayas, the normal amount of time that it's spread out is toyka de achilas pras, which is actually what Tosfos means in his second point in our sugya when he says, if you have a kazayas mixed into a food, if it's kedei achilas pras, if you think about it, what does that have to do with any shishim? We know, we understand, it's logical, it's tam, it's taste, right? Roiv, we understand. What is this new shir? If you have a kazayas in the amount of food in a pras, what is pras? A pras is a period of time of how long, what long? The teretz is, that's the normal derech achila. The normal way to eat is toich kedei achilas pras. That's the normal way to eat. Now, if you had something that the normal way to eat that, like coffee, the normal way to eat that would be longer, then the only thing you'd have to contend with is zman. Zman is kedei achilas pras. So when somebody eats, in order for us to give him malchus, we have two issues. If the guy didn't eat the kazayas in one shot, we have two things we have to be done. Number one, was it kederech achila? Because if it wasn't, he's potter. Number two, was it bevas achas? Did it happen together? Rashi says in Pesachim, has to happen together. So, kederech achila's pras is used to tell us both. It tells us, number one, it was eaten normal. Because if he didn't eat it in a normal time frame, he'd be potter because shaloi kederech achila. It also tells us that it happened together because we measure time by kedei achilas pras. Now, als one zman, it would be enough as long as you weren't mafsik more than kedei achilas pras in between, that would be one zman. There was no period of time where the achila stopped. That would be fine. But als derech achila, you have to measure from the beginning to the end, which is derech achila. Therefore, by mitzvahs, where there's no din kederech achila, then we're only using the kederech achila's pras for its time factor. So that's why all the shas consistent. Me achila la achila. Because we don't need derech achila. So our whole focus is in between the achilas. You didn't make a hefsek. So it's one's man. That's fine, no problem. Derech achila is not a requirement. Bola matzayot. No problem. All the sugyas that deal with Isser, Now you're wearing another hat. Derech achila. No good. Has to be mitchilas achila until the soif achila. That's why all those sugyas fit. Now, if you had an isa that the derech would be to eat slow, lemoshel, let's say you were actually eating kloyos. Let's say you were eating, let's call it a real case, you're eating kloyos. So obviously eating kloyos, the derech achila is kloyos. And it takes more than 5 minutes to eat a kazayis, a kloyos, the normal way. So it takes longer. So now it would depend. Out the kedei achila, derech achila, it's derech achila, eating a derech achila. Out the hefsik, you don't have a problem of hefsik. So if you were actually eating kloyos, and that's all Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying the only time achilas pras will automatically make you potter is if you were mafsik bein achila l'chavrata. Because otherwise it depends on derech achila. If you're eating a food that the derech achila is to eat longer, like the Mishnah Malach's case with the coffee, then you have to make a bracha achrona. Now here's the difference. If you're eating a coffee, if you're drinking a coffee slowly, and you stop for more than kedei achilas pras, then you wouldn't make bracha, because then you have a hefsek in the shtir. If you're drinking it the whole time, you're sipping it, and it takes longer than 5 minutes, then you won't make a bracha achrona, because then you pass both checkpoints. You had number one, you didn't have a hefsek of kedei achilas pras, like Rashi says in Psochem, that makes it one time period. And you have derech shtir. So you're in business. So you're in business. So there really is no problem. Now we were asking that L'chaira, Reb Meir himself, now the kasha of Reb Meir is also answered. Because if Reb Meir, we were asking according to Tosfos, the shear of kedei achilas pras, really, L'chaira is always going to be. So now everybody understands how the other sugis answered, right? The sugis in Menachos, the sugis in Pesachim, all the sugis that are dealing with matzah and Menachos, there where the focus wasn't derech achila, so therefore we always said the kedei achila's process in between one achila and the other. Over here, it's fakert. Over here in Krisus and by Yisurim, in Yuma, so there you have to have derech achila. So therefore, we're looking at the whole time frame. That should be derech achila. If it's more than kedei achila's pras. And that the Mishnah Berurah says beferish, that if you drink something more than kedei achila's pras, it's not called derech shtir. It's not a normal way to drink. Which is precisely why he says, by coffee, it should be okay. Because coffee, this is the derech shtir bekach. So therefore, our sugya is no shtir. Because when our sugya says that according to Rameh, if you're eating the whole time, it's going to be a kula. It's still going to be a kula. It's still going to be we ask, what do you mean? According to the way Tosfos is learning, so as long as you eat, you're not mafsik more than kedei achilas pras. So how could Reb Meir be coming? That was a whole problem. How could the Gemara say that Reb Meir is coming here and adding an added requirement? What do you mean? He's zikha. There's no shaila. That Reb Meir is coming here and adding. It's not even a shaila. Because according to the Chachamim, as long as you didn't make a bigger break than kedei achilas pras, no, not so. Because according to Reb Meir, he doesn't care if it's derech achila. He doesn't care if it's derech achila. Meaning, according to Tosfos, if you're eating a normal food, not kloyos, eating a normal food, and you would spread it out more than kedei achilas pras, you'd be potter. The Gemara has a tzad to say, but according to Reb Meir, you'd be chayiv. We asked, what do you mean? Reb Meir is all, according to Tosfos, Reb Meir is definitely coming and adding another requirement that it has to be consecutive. No! It's a kula. Because Reb Meir basically is coming in and he's saying, Tosfos would say, you took a piece of meat. Let's give you a standard case. Took a piece of meat, put it into the grinder. You made it into kloyos bites. Right? You spend the next 20 minutes. eating the whole time. 20 minutes eating little pieces of meat, one by one. Now, the way I'm explaining Tosfos to you, Tosfos would say you're proper over there. Because even though you didn't have a hefsek of kedei achilas pras, ben achilu chavata, but you didn't have derech achila, you'd be potter. Reb Meir, on the other hand, on the side of the Gemara, Reb Meir was adding, was saying a chumra yichayev. So Reb Meir would say, I don't care if it's derech achila, because according to me, achilas pras, his requirement is only b'chiyah gamnu. You're not eating consecutive. You're eating consecutive, I don't care about nothing. The Chacham are saying like this, the way Tosfos is learning. Achilas pras is a hefsek. If you have more than achilas pras break between an eating and an eating, so it's like you didn't eat it together, it's potter. Besides for that, there's a shir achilas pras, which is derech achila, which the Mishnah Melech is telling us. No. I don't know what you mean. When do you need kedei achilas pras? For hefsek.
How are you using
it? For hefsek.
For the hefsek, while you're eating it. But the way we're learning now is that Tosfos is saying, and we're finding this to Rameir, that the whole way he's eating
kloyos
is not...
So there's a halacha l'maisa. Why are you not yotze by a mitzvah if you have more than kedei achilas pras? Why? Because it's not an achilas. You didn't have vasachas. Oh, one second, I just want to add one point. Now we understand Rashi and Shabbos. Because Rashi and Shabbos said that the only havamina that you'd be chayiv, ochal chaylev chaylev, the only havamina you'd be chayiv, remember that Rashi we had last week in Shabbos, the only havamina you'd be chayiv is if you waited a achilas pras between the two. Because there is nothing to do with derech achila. There we want to be, each kazayas was eating derech achila. We want to chayiv you separately. So there it can't be that you ate it together, because then zuchi you only chayiv one. So there Rashi said you need a break of achilas pras between the eating and the eating, otherwise it's one long achila. Another such example for you. What achilas pras does. Achilas pras separates the two achilas no matter what. Yeah, I'm sorry. What's your question? Okay. Okay, everything clear? Anybody have any... A good kibbentz yo, ksiru achsimetoyva, a good kibbentz yo.